From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President-elect Donald Trump is expected to select billionaire investor Wilbur Ross for Commerce Secretary. The 78-year-old is chair of a private equity firm, W.L. Ross & Company. Trump just named South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley as the country's U.N. ambassador and charter schools advocate Betsy DeVos as his Secretary of Education. The United Nations says time is running out for the 275,000 inhabitants of the besieged northern Syrian city of eastern Aleppo, whose food stocks are depleted.
Special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, says there are hopeful signs that all the necessary approvals may soon be forthcoming. He says the UN has received written approval in principle by the armed opposition groups in Aleppo. He says Russia has given its verbal support for aid to be delivered. He says he is waiting for written confirmation from Russia and for a positive response from the Syrian government for this very complex, dangerous operation to go ahead.
Courageous humanitarian workers will be able to go with hundreds of truckloads of medical equipment, food, and all of the other things needed in eastern Aleppo. And we are ready to evacuate hundreds of wounded to medical facilities in both west Aleppo and in opposition-held Idlib.
With the exception of a few short pauses in the fighting, eastern Aleppo has been under relentless aerial attacks by the Syrian government and its Russian ally. Egeland says every medical facility in the city has been hit. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And this is VOA News. A truck bomb exploded Thursday at a gas station south of Baghdad, killing at least 70 people. Many of them Iranian pilgrims who were headed home after taking part in a Shiite holiday in the Iraqi city of Karbala. Authorities suspect the Islamic State terror group was behind the attack at the station where buses full of people were parked. The U.S. Navy said hackers have gained access to the social security numbers and other sensitive information of more than 134,000 current and former U.S. sailors. The data breach occurred after hackers compromised the laptop of an employee of a Navy contractor, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. In a statement released, the Navy said the information was accessed by unknown individuals and that an investigation is underway to identify and help those whose information was exposed. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise informed the Navy of the breach on October 27th. Thursday, European Union lawmakers called for a temporary halt to EU membership talks with Turkey because of Ankara's disproportionate reaction to July's failed coup. Members of the European Parliament voted 479-37 in favor of a non-binding motion urging the European Commission and national governments to institute what lawmakers acknowledge would be a largely symbolic freeze. Negotiations that have been going on for 11 years but have long stalled. EU leaders are to discuss Turkey again when they meet in Brussels at a regular summit on December 15th and 16th. President Barack Obama and President-elect Donald Trump shared Thanksgiving holiday wishes with the American people in separate videos Thursday. Both called for unity in America in the wake of the election and divisive presidential campaigns. President-elect Trump talked about what the country is to all Americans.
We are very blessed to call this nation our home, and that's what America is. It is our home. It's where we raise our families, care for our loved ones, look out for our neighbors, and live out our dreams. It's my prayer that on this Thanksgiving, we begin to heal our divisions and move forward as one country, strengthened by shared purpose and very, very common resolve.
And President Obama also referenced the campaigns the day after his final Turkey pardoning in office, calling on Americans to remember that they are all one people.
We'll give thanks for each other and for all that God has given us. And we'll reflect on what truly binds us as Americans. That's never been more important.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.